This is Mark Mullinax, and I welcome you back to Power for the Peaceful, our podcast class that slow walks through the 81 verses of Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching, this time, verse 43, Revolutionary Patience.
When you listen to the ground and you put your roots down, you can hear what she says if you're listening. When you listen to the ground and you put your roots down, you can hear what she says if you're listening. The sweet sound of the river as she moves over the stones. The same song that the blood in your body sings as it weaves around your bones. When you're listening, when you're listening, are you listening?
My mission in our podcast is to help us remember. Remember what exactly? That we are made of the same stuff and by the same processes that made the universe. Every galaxy, every piece of stardust, it's all in us too. This original instruction, this original piece is ever and always our birthright. But sometimes we forget. Tao Te Ching helps us to remember. Remembering Tao, we can step off the merry-go-round of our monkey minds and step back into the peace that's always there. All we have to do is just join it. Our separation from Tao may be the most difficult thing we do existentially, but that separation begins when our connection with Tao is replaced by artificial substitutes like egotistical pride. Our reader this time is me. My intended reader and I just couldn't match up our schedules, but I hope to have this person's voice here soon. So let's start with an introductory quote or epigraph. It's by the Dalai Lama. We cannot overcome anger and hatred simply by suppressing them. We need to actively cultivate the antidotes, patience, and tolerance. When you entertain evil thoughts like hostility and hatred, there is no joy in your heart, and you are a nuisance to others. On the other hand, if you develop kindness, patience, and understanding, then the whole atmosphere changes. Get your seatbelts on. Here's a verse that is so countercultural, but to practice it will change the culture for the better. It turns conventional teachings upside down. What is this revolutionary teaching? Doing the greater thing involves lesser force. A small force overcomes the larger. A cleansing breath calms a chaotic mind. The small hobbit overcomes the greatest of evils. The parent patiently and compassionately works with their child with always persistent love and long-standing patient care. For to approach any situation or person with force ruins the ecosystem of that situation ever to become peaceful again. Think with me. When force gets deployed, that force is almost always met with resistance and counterforce. And force always escalates. Force always depletes and never fills or fulfills. To force a child to be a certain way will ruin both parent and child. To force a spouse to bend your way ruins a partnership. Force things, and we ruin an opportunity to bring the power of peace. So let's listen to verse 43. Weak force. Using only inflexibility, the softest overcomes the hardest. By not resisting, the most insubstantial permeates the most substantial. Its lessons are wordless. Its accomplishments do not meddle or woo away. Seldom do people realize this advantage, which they may learn simply by observing. Now, at first glance, one's interpretation of this verse might include a warlike sensibility. For in military matters, scenario after scenario calls upon participants to either vanquish or be vanquished. However, this is not the whole story. We can also envision a scenario where the supple and the flexible prevail over the rigid and the unyielding. Indeed, in martial arts, such as judo, practitioners harness the power of fluidity and adaptability to neutralize the brute force of their opponents. However, this principle extends far beyond the physical realm, delving into the subtleties of human nature, societal dynamics, and the very fabric of reality. The Chinese words for hardest and softest in this verse may be a clue for us. In the Chinese, the two words for hardest, jian, and softest, ryu, are interesting constructs. In jian, or the word for hardest, the Chinese character here represents solid, firm, strong, a stronghold, firmly and resolutely. It contains the radical for earth, which is hard. It also contains a sense of a dead person, or an inflexible corpse with rigor mortis. Now, in contrast to this, consider ru, or softness, which means flexible, gentle, yielding. Ru's character contains a spear on top of a tree, or a piece of wood, signifying wood so soft that it can be penetrated. This 9-stroke character plus the character for Tao equals the Japanese word for the martial art known as judo, or the way of gentleness. The same character, ru, added to the character for technique, jujitsu, is also a Japanese martial art. So here then is a radical idea for us martial people, that the way to overcome difficulties is not to meet the difficult with a hard and difficult attitude, but rather with a counter-cultural gentleness. Gentleness is the key to unlock hard situations. Once again, perhaps for the 20th time in Tao Te Ching, we see the power of Wu Wei, or wise action. We do something without the usual way of doing it, that is, patience in an impatient situation, understanding another in a difficult negotiation, becoming like water to wear down the rough and hard places, like water in a dinner pot to soften the food residue before you wash it. Patience is anything, though, but inactive. It is a slowed down motion, a waiting. To gain advantage, there's nothing like patience. Here, Lao Tzu simply attempts to nudge our perception of things back from the hard edges and back towards the roots of reality. We humans, sometimes forgetful of what we are made of, have swallowed whole other ideas that only direct action will give one an advantage. We believe, and then we actually come to believe our thinking, that to place total trust in direct and forceful action is the way to gain peace. No, Wu Wei here is patience, delayed action, action postponed or delayed for a purpose. Because sometimes delaying or being patient leads to safety, like when an airplane needing a spare part is grounded before it may safely fly. Other times, patience is something we practice with difficult kids, difficult adults, difficult situations. You know, left alone, most things often resolve themselves. People come around. But to force things before their time only complicates and delays.
When you're listening, when you're listening, are you listening? When you're listening, when you're listening, are you listening?
Many interpreters anticipating verse 78 of Tao Te Ching insert different words here. Instead of softest, they insert water. Instead of hardest, they insert stone. Though this verse contains neither word. Even so, it is helpful to be mindful of these two forces as helpful mental inserts here. What does water do? Let's look back to verse 8. Water moves ever downward until balance occurs in the water table. Water erodes the high places to fill up the low places. It wears down rock without haste, without publicity. So too, virtue's power lies and works perfectly in its secret, dark operations. What might be our correlate to water? What weak force might we carry? What spirit have we that permeates and overcomes and is patient? Maybe love, compassion, patience, vulnerability. You know, strong force against strong force is a very expensive way to contend and has never been inwardly convincing. However, weak force enters any space and can creatively transform and complete, like an invisible flower's scent on the trail. The slightest loving force leaves changes all around. This is how the invisible permeates the visible. As Leonard Cohen in his song, The Anthem, puts it, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. We all know there's many hard things in life. We all have our rocks, our hard places, our hardened habits, difficult times, problematic people, intractable situations. What's yours? What hard thing are you going through right now? Does it feel like a spear that's going right through you? If so, then this verse advises, when we cannot soften a situation, we soften ourselves instead. We become the solution instead of adding to the problem. It's a strange logic in today's culture. The hard and the difficult cannot be changed by being met only by more hard and more difficult situations. The hard and the difficult cannot be changed by being met by only more hard and more difficult. The hardened cannot be changed by another hardened thing, hardened idea, or hardened persons. It responds, though, to the soft. And Jewish wisdom agrees. In Proverbs chapter 15, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouths of fools pour out folly. So the qualities often associated with gentleness, flexibility, and subtlety possess a remarkable power to overcome without destroying, to overcome situations typically linked with strength, rigidity, and force. This principle resonates not only in physical realms, like water carving a canyon out of hard rock, but also in the domains of human interactions, personal growth, and spiritual evolution, like when a community is made out of former enemies. In difficult interpersonal dynamics, the soft approach often yields more profound and lasting results than mere aggression or coercion. A compassionate work environment brings out the better angels of our nature. Compassion, empathy, and understanding have the power to dissolve barriers, forge connections, when hostility would only breed resentment and harden attitudes and people into oppositional forces. By embracing vulnerability and openness, individuals can create trust and intimacy instead of creating still more conflict. In this way, the softness of the heart becomes a potent catalyst for healing and reconciliation in even the most entrenched conflicts. In nature, we witness countless examples of the soft prevailing over the hard. Consider the steady erosion of rocks by the gentle flow of water over eons. Or, how about the pliability of bamboo bending gracefully in the face of fierce winds? Gentleness, flexibility, survives longer than fierceness. Despite their seemingly fragile nature, these softer elements exert a transformative influence over their sturdier counterparts, ultimately shaping the very landscape itself. Can we not extend this metaphor to human experiences? Resilience, adaptability, and patience often prove more efficacious than sheer force or unyielding resolve. Parenting, living together, working as a team, there's always more progress when we practice patience. But a hard word, a harsh action, can bring years of trust to a difficult and sudden end. Just ask a teenager.
When you're listening, when you're listening, are you listening? listening? When you're listening, are you listening?
Here's a quote from Walt Whitman's first edition of Leaves of Grass. He writes, "This is what you shall do. Love the earth and sun and the animals. Despise riches. Give alms to everyone who asks. Stand up for the stupid and the crazy. Devote your income and labor to others. Hate tyrants. Argue not concerning God. Have patience and indulgence towards people. Take off your hat to nothing known or unknown, or to any person or number of people. Go freely with powerful, uneducated persons, and with the young and with the mothers of families. Re-examine all you have been told at church or school or in any book. Dismiss whatever insults your own soul, and your very flesh shall become a great poem and have the richest fluency not only in its words, but in the silent lines of its lips and face and between the lashes of your eyes and in every motion and every joint of your body." Let's get off the theoretical and into the practical. I'd like to provide two examples of this verse from my own life. First, my day job is in a for-profit business that has me working with out-of-town guests all day. There's a lot of training for this public-facing work. Mistakes come often. However, the corporate attitude is not to point fingers at the mistake maker and make them feel even worse, but rather to say, "You didn't make a mistake. You just made an opportunity for yourself to learn." This keeps the work and my colleagues energized, creative, softened, adaptive. The second example is that I took this very attitude from my work into my classroom this semester in an Asian philosophy course. Lots of student athletes there. And on day one, I said, and I've practiced this ever since, I hope, "This is a low-stakes class with high expectations. Expectations that I hope everyone will come to internalize. What if, in this class, we don't focus on faults or mistakes, but instead we focus on our mission to become the best possible students, period? What if you're graded on how well you listen and learn from everyone in the room instead of how much you think you already know? So relax. Let's make this hard business of getting grades seem simple, even fun." Lesson: we come alive under the conditions of compassion. We become dead when under the hard conditions of being forced to conform. Simplicity is disarming. Now to our last line of this verse. Seldom do people realize this advantage, which they may simply learn by observing. Several times in Tao Te Ching, this idea comes out. This is Tao's simple patient educational program. It's a practice of what one already is. The practice is peace, acceptance, patience. All we have to do is to relearn our connection with Tao. And all you have to do that is just observe, notice, and then quietly practice. Our Tao class is not some rigid educational program to convert us into something we are not, but to reintroduce the idea of who we already are. Quietly, without fanfare or noise or coercion, just notice the way the world operates. You'll come to realize, I trust, that a simple observing of the ways of Tao in the world is all the convincing we may need to realize Tao's truth for us. Notice. Observe the natural spontaneousness. Pay attention to the ways of peace that often get overshadowed by the rhetoric of war or domination. Notice. Observe. Witness. Perceive. Detect. Tao is not rocket science. It's the elemental way the universe already operates, which is not that mysterious to those who observe.
When you're listening, when you're listening, are you listening? When you're listening, when you're listening, are you listening?
A quote from Terry Tempest Williams. Patience is more powerful than anger. Humor is more attractive than fear. We cannot make the entire world into a garden free of hard things. However, we can make our corner of the world a joyful place. There is then an art to living softly, as soft beings, living patiently. The wisdom of the soft overcomes the hard invites us to pause and reevaluate our cultural notions of strength and power. I would challenge us to recognize how the true strength lies not in dominance or control, but in one's capacity to yield, adapt, and flow with the ever-changing rhythms of existence. By embodying qualities of softness, gentleness, compassion, and humility, we then remember who we are and how we are made for peace. Remembering thus, we may align ourselves with the natural order of things, tapping into a reservoir of inner strength that's always there, but never twice the same. Tao's peace penetrates the places where Tao is forgotten, where Tao has been replaced only by some hardened uproar, upheaval, or chaos. What's our homework? You ever get angry? We all do at times. Here's an experiment. Instead of lashing out in anger at a situation or to someone, try to explain your anger to that person. I'm angry because. Learn from experience how, without arguing, a solution can then be found faster because the two of you are talking together, not talking against each other. This takes patience with yourself. But patience is the water that wears down the hard places, both within people and between people. Our podcast is an original work designed and written and produced by many. Artwork is by Audrey Davis. The song Put Your Roots Down is graciously offered by singer-songwriter Molly Hartwell. Copyright for quotations from Tao Te Ching is held by Fortress Press. May your days begin in peace and become laboratories for radical hope.
Are you listening?